Greetings all, and welcome. This is a question and answer session with Magisterial Son, Monjoranson. The date is April 27th, 2009. The TR is Daniel Raphael. The question presenters and moderators are Mary Rogers and Philip. For more information, please visit monjoranson.com. Thank you.
Let's take a deep breath and relax our tension and put our feet on the ground and feel grounded. And we invoke the presence of Christ Michael, Monjoranson, and the First Source and Center here with us now. Infinite Spirit's wonderful cosmic mind fills us and surrounds us. We're surrounded and filled by light. We ask our dear teachers and angels and midwayers to assist us in bringing through the right and perfect messages. We thank God for right and perfect answers. And so it is. Begin when you're ready.
Thank you. Monjoranson, we have one question this week. I will go ahead and read it. It's a little bit of a long commentary with a couple questions here.
Okay.
We sometimes receive feedback on the sites dedicated to the teaching mission that there are questions from first-time students and readers asking how they may join the teaching mission. How can we satisfy that desire to belong? The teaching mission has no classroom of its own, and it has no clearinghouse to help assign inquiring students to train and practice those things which would result in success, such as being able to transmit or hear celestial teachers. Nor do we have, as a collective, have a Dear Abby someone can go to and hear advice about problems experienced in the pursuit of working with the teachers, or to give encouragement in a general way to stay the course. Personally, I have been content to let the coming of the magisterial mission and its contactability with physical representatives of the planetary government and magisterial mission be the organizations that have the say and the authority to suggest programs which result in membership. While we wait, the gap between those who practice with the teaching mission and those who would like to become, quote, members, unquote, continues to exist, if not widen. Would you please comment on these current circumstances and possible solutions? Thank you for taking these questions.
Most definitely. This is Monjoranson. The answers I provide originate from the liaison commission between MacAventus staff and my own. The teaching mission is not dead. It has completed its two-year episode with each teaching group. There is great need, as you say, for new groups to form with teachers who are part of the teaching mission through new TRs. New TRs are welcome and encouraged to participate. New TRs are necessary for new groups to form. We would ask that existing TRs be open to the solicitation of members of the teaching mission or those who are new who would like to participate in the teaching mission to form their own local groups. It is necessary, too, that those who are courageous to try to TR should. We encourage this. Most individuals can TR, do have the capacity to do so, to listen and to speak. Many of those old-timers, as you call them, began were courageous. They felt as though they had a social conscience, but their faith and need and desire to hear the messages was much stronger than their social conscience and their reticence to stand out socially among their peers. Those of you who wish to TR, I suggest you begin now to talk aloud to your guardian angel, to your thoughts. thought adjuster to your celestial teacher who is with you. If you do not believe you have a celestial teacher, please request one. There are literally hundreds of thousands of waiting celestial teachers in the wings waiting for individuals to request their presence. And surely you will be matched with a teacher who is in frequency and harmony with your own mind circuits. Do you understand? Is this clear? One is that we ask that existing TRs not be withholding of their service to Christ, Michael, and to myself, but to allow themselves to be invited into a local teaching mission group. We would ask that new groups be formed. Old groups have been through this a number of times. They have experienced this. They know the lessons. They have asked the questions and heard the answers. Those of you who are new need to have this very personal and intimate experience to feel the presence of the teacher as the teacher speaks through the TR and hear that voice resonate in their own minds, encouraging them to begin to TR. The second is that if there are groups of individuals who do not have a TR, they should coordinate their presence. This may even mean that they put a small ad in a newspaper announcing the formation of a teaching mission group and that those who wish to participate are invited. These are not times to be shy. These are times to be courageous for those individuals who live on your block, your street, across the road, down the road, may be lost in times to come were it not for your participation. Would it not be wonderful to know that you have assisted in the soul growth of many individuals in your neighborhood and those who you know nearby through your invitation to them to participate in this kind of group? Do not be shy about this, but be public, though do not stand on the corner and shout it out. Those who hear you will come. Those who do not hear you will not. There are some who will be abrasive and antagonistic to your efforts. Do not pay them attention, but seek those who are friendly. Is there more to this question that I need to address?
I feel like you did address the question. The questioner was looking for a way to satisfy the desire to belong among people. And I think that if they don't have access to a teaching mission group physically in their region, they can turn to our websites that are out there. There is that opening for them to, you know, sign in and sort of belong to an online group as well as to a physical group. So I do feel like you addressed these questions and concerns.
This is Bon Jorgensen. May I speak just a bit more about this? We have communities who are familiar with the teaching mission and the work of myself and my staff across the world. We know of many groups in many countries around the world who are eager to join to find community. I abjure you to go out to your neighbors and speak of this project and your desire to form community. Many will turn away and be polite and kind and say no thank you, but there will be some who will be interested. This is what the early members of the teaching mission did. They contacted all of their friends personally and invited them to attend a meeting in their local area. We invite you to do this as well. Be courageous. Do not be afraid to show your beliefs or share them with others. But be kind and project yourself before you go. Rayson has told you of this process. Other teachers have as well. To project your consciousness of love, the presence of Christ Michael, to the people before you go. Practice the presence as you leave your home. Know that the presence of Christ Michael, your thought adjuster, and of those emissaries of the teaching mission are with you to be beside you as you invite others to your new forum. Anticipate that you will have numbers who will come forward. Be ready to invite them. Be ready to have lessons on hand to share with them. The lessons from the teaching mission archives, from the various sites around the world, various languages. And this I address to all of you, whether you are English, Spanish, German, or Boer. We invite you to invite others to our community. I thank you for your question. Any community is a matter of personal effort, of going out. You have become very comfortable to sit behind your computers and email each other and to go to websites. But you, as Jesus did, yearn to be in the company of his fellow brothers and sisters of the flesh. You do as well, and this is where you will find community. This is where you will find oneness. This is where you will find growth and that heart-centered connection to Christ Michael and Nebedonia and all of us that you yearn for so deeply. We love you, but you must reach out to your fellow brothers and sisters and invite them as well. Know that we are there with you. We are present. Ensure that you invite us along when you go. Thank you.
Mark Johnson, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Would you have any further comment regarding the latest developments of this, what appears to be a pandemic in the making?
Yes, I would be glad to, and I appreciate your question.
Thank you.
This is not a time for panic. This is a time for what you call hunkering down, a time for closing the doors and the windows and protecting yourself. We have foreseen a global pandemic of major proportions. This one that you are seeing that is now developing will not be a full-blown pandemic as the one or two that are to follow, and they will come more rapidly than the ones in the past. This is a precursor of the large-scale ones in the future. What your epidemiologists have not been aware of is that these flu epidemics, pandemics, the small ones, are precursors to larger ones. The bird flu virus was the precursor to this one. It is a matter of preparing, not that we have done this, it is a matter of the global transport mechanisms, whether they are birds or whether they are swine or whether they are people, carry these viruses with them. Birds that are migratory have provided the means to unify the dispersal system around the world in rapid manner, making organisms ready and receptive to receive these new pathogens. It is a seeding, so to speak, where the groundwork is done by early forms of the pandemic virus, leading the way to much more deadly viruses in the future. And truly, there is very little preparation that your disease centers can do to prevent the onset of new viruses. They are always behind the curve after the fact. And this will assist those individuals who survive from viruses that have existed before, but it is no preparation for those which are new and which have recombined into new viral forms. As I told you and other teachers have told you several years ago, that this is a spiraling era of cataclysms, of crises. They have one thing in common, and that they are uniformly global. the one that is still existent and will last for another 2 or 3 years at least, is your current economic meltdown, as you call it. This has weakened your global economy. Lines of commerce and lines of communication and financial structure. This has a preparation for the next phase, which is this early pandemic. There will be other crises that will come, and through the loss of global monies, there will not be sufficient resources to halt or to dismantle these new cataclysms as they occur. None of this was devised by Christ Michael, the Creator, or any of us who has affairs with this world. These are naturally developing and occurring events. They are most deadly because of the immense global population of your world. As well, these were not fomented or developed by what you might call an evil force or an evil energy. This is simply the outworking of the mechanics of an economy, ecology, and environmental factors, plus the energetic of your Mother Earth, Urantia. The global population of your world has oppressed your world sorely, and now there is a balance that will be made. This is not retribution, it is not revenge, it is simply the energetic balancing of a world with too many people who have savaged the resources of it. Be cautious, be careful, but most of all, do not be fearful. Hold your head up high, be confident where you go, knowing that you are surrounded with your auric field, which is energetic. Make sure that you set the frequency of the filter higher than that of the highest frequency pathogens that would be come near you. There are individuals who have been touched with this virus who have not carried it, nor have they propagated it within their body. You can do likewise. It is not a situation, however, of your being perfect or good, or being saved or not saved. It is simply the mechanics of an epidemic, a pandemic. But you do have cautions and prescriptive care you can instill for yourself through your attunement with a higher vibration of your world and from paradise. We suggest you exercise this, knowing that you're whole, healthy, and well. You are loved, deeply loved. Do not ever mistake this, and that what befalls you does not come from the Father Creator, Mother God, but is an aspect of the mechanism of living on a highly populated and mobile world. Does this answer your question, sir?
Yes, thank you for your counsel.
Are there other questions?
I believe that is the end of the questions for today, Manjorn, and we so much appreciate your taking the time to be here with us and present your counsel. Thank you.
It has been a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate your company and your sincere approach to these issues and your wonderful service to this site and to our listeners and readers. Blessings to you this day. Know that you walk in light. Project that light ahead of you wherever you are. There are no shadows in the light of the Father who loves you. Know that Christ Michael is beside you in your personal counsel always. Good day.